and don't have much money flowing into their experience? Do you know people who don't seem to work hard at all, who have a lot of money flowing through their experience? Do you understand that they've figured that out? That they have just tweaked themselves vibrationally, and that's what makes the difference? That it's not about action, it's about vibrational alignment. So do you get that that's the real work that you want to do? It's energy work, it's vibrational work, it's attitudinal work, it's feeling work, it's thinking thoughts that feel good, it's telling the new story, it's becoming the writer of your story the way you want it to be. Do you think it is wrong for someone to have a lot of money? If someone has a lot of money, do they deprive someone else of money? Is the pile of money a finite pile that has to be divvied out, or is it expanding exponentially based upon desire? Do you see that there are a lot of people who have asked and there is a veritable fortune ready to be received that is not being allowed by thoughts of worry? Can you see how thoughts of recession or thoughts of depression are not about any reality? They're about attitude. They're about focus. Do you know that there are those who thrive in the worst of times and that those that don't do well in the best of times? Do you get it that it's about vibration and not about any sort of reality? Yes, you do. Hello.
Happy day, Abraham. I enjoyed so much the vortex experience you gave us this morning. In all the years of studying meditation and teaching meditation, that was the sweetest meditation I've ever experienced. Thank you. The platform that I present my question from is, I understand that I am the vortex, and I realized through the experience today that all I need do is warm myself up with my vortex, and I ride the stream in,
well stated,
in beauty, in joy, yes. So what I would like for you to clarify or define are the samenesses and differences of I am the vortex and the stream I am riding.
In what context?
Let's say it's the context of modulating my desire sets the power, the intensity, and the rate of the stream. My desire is the same as I am the vortex, right? Correct. Is that a correct assumption?
Yes and no, and this is the clarification that we'd like to give. And you hear us reaching back for this clarification often when we help you to understand that you can be standing right smack dab in the middle of a very contrasting experience where you, from all appearances and anyone looking at you and the way you're currently feeling, you know much more clearly what you don't want than you are articulating what you do want. And yet, in the middle of that contrasting experience, you're launching rockets of desires. So if we're talking about desire launching, that's happening in the midst of contrast. If you're talking about then getting up to speed and allowing what you've desired, that's a different... And so the meditation that you found sweet, that was a getting up to speed with rockets already launched.
That was riding the rocket.
That was being a vibrational match to your energy stream. In other words, it's an interesting thing. When you think about the feeling of contentment, let's go there. It seems a little off the subject, but as we address this, we think that we will meld all of the things that you're talking about.
Okay.
If you have a very strong desire for something and a very strong expectation that you can easily achieve or experience the fullness, the full manifestation of this desire, then you are a vibrational match to this very fast-moving energy, and there's a feeling of contentment and ease that's going on within you. In other words, you just feel good. You're riding your stream right there with its current velocity. So